Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. I'm going to talk to you all about hyaluronic acid. And if you don't know what this ingredient is, you need to know. This is one of the top best-selling ingredients in skincare from the last 2 years. And hyaluronic acid is an amazing product that's found not only in your natural skin, but also in all of our fillers. And I am a big believer in using hyaluronic starting in your 20s, even. As we age, we lose so much hyaluronic from our skin. So I thought today we could do a question and answer all about hyaluronic acids. So if you've heard anything about hyaluronic acid, you might have heard about different molecular weights and sizes. It's sometimes confusing because you'll hear about skincare referencing low, medium, and high molecular weights, and I wanted to explain that. So the weight of a molecule is its density, and the molecular size is the actual occupation of three-dimensional space of that molecule. And so in order for hyaluronic acids to penetrate the surface of the skin appropriately, they need to be small. They need to be broken into particle sizes and molecular sizes that can penetrate through epidermis and down into dermis and to hydrate and reach the areas that they need to go to. So if you're getting a hyaluronic acid, definitely you want to make sure that these acids are broken down into fractionated small molecules that can penetrate the skin surface. Number two question, how can topical serums reach your deep layers of your skin if you're not injecting them with a syringe and a needle? Now, this is a good question because everything we put on our skin sits on the surface of the skin. And the only thing that allows penetration to the superficial layers of the dermis below your epidermis would be exfoliation, microneedling, laser treatments that create little holes in the skin surface, and injectables that put things deep into the dermis. When you exfoliate, you allow your topical serums to penetrate deeper even without injections. So I definitely recommend, if you're using good skincare, to use a glycolic wash. Glycolic acids lightly exfoliate and they help to shed excess dead skin, dirt, and residues. They dissolve the bonds between dead skin cells and they help to reveal brighter, fresher skin, and it allows your products to really penetrate better. You can also do glycolic peel pads. The topical serums you put on provide hydration to the superficial layer of your skin, which becomes rough from environmental exposure. So always use your serums as your first layer. Always use exfoliation. I have an amazing serum. It's my Deep Blue Hydration Serum, and I love it. It contains the purest form of hyaluronic acid. This holds 1,000 times its weight in water, and hyaluronics are found naturally within your own skin, but by age 40 to 50, you can be producing actually half as much hyaluronic as your youthful skin days. And this serum is awesome. I use 2 drops every morning and 2 drops every night. It's light, it penetrates, and it's fractionated into 3 small molecules. Molecules which penetrate the superficial layer of the skin, and I love it. It has copper tripeptide. Copper is so important as a collagen cofactor to building your tissues and making more collagen, more elastin. I have another question for you guys. How can consumers pick the most effective product? Is there a special version of hyaluronic that you need to look for? I think yes. Consumers need to spend a long time investing in reading about the ingredients that are hiding in your skincare brands. And remember that so many people out there, so many brands, put words on their labels and they're actually fairy dusting the bottles. So your bottle might say hyaluronic acid, but truly a microscopic, minuscule amount of hyaluronic might be in there. It might be 99.9% water and 0.01% hyaluronic. So you really have to pay attention to percentages and ingredients and look at the bottle on the back. Reading your bottle, you're going to find the product that's in there with the highest concentration represented first on the ingredient list. So if your first ingredient is water, it's mainly a bottle of water. Definitely take some time and read what are the top 3 or 5 or 6 ingredients on the bottle. Most drugstore and over-the-counter brands contain very, very low percentages in their products. And now more than ever, everyone is having some hyaluronic in their bottles, but not all of them are the density, the right molecular weight, the size, and the concentration that you need. Next question. Let's see. Let me get a good one here. What form of hyaluronic acid has the best long-lasting results when you inject it? So almost every injectable filler these days has hyaluronic in it. The products that are gel fillers like Juvederm, Restylane, Versa, Voluma, these ones are all made of hyaluronic acid. And some of our hyaluronic fillers have high density, meaning they're packed with a higher concentration of hyaluronic gel molecules. And some of them have low density. They're thin, they're very viscous, they're easy to spread. And we use all of them. We use these thin ones in thin layer areas like the skin of the lips, the skin of the under eyes. We use the thicker high density molecules in areas like the cheeks where they need a lot of support or the jawline. Voluma is highly cross-linked. So while all fillers are the same hyaluronic components, the fillers that are bound together with interwoven cross-linking molecules will last longer. So hyaluronics like Voluma last up to 2 years, they say, when you use a lot of it. You also get 1 year results with products like Versa, Restylane, and Juvederm. These products help the loss of volume in the face. You remember your fillers are metabolized at various rates depending on your individual metabolism, how athletic you are, your muscle function, and environmental factors too. So I think when you're coming in to see your injector, it's important to not ask for a particular brand of filler. I think you want to trust that person to look at your face and evaluate what's going on with your skin, how thick your dermis is, what's going to be most supportive and appropriate to place based on your volume loss. What stabilizes these injection gels and keep them from moving or breaking down? People are really worried these days about filler migration. Just remember that dermal fillers are highly cohesive gels and they are stabilized with this cross-linking to have long-term viability. And the depth and the placement of the filler is the most important factor to keep it from moving into improper locations. So as with everything, your injector skill and anatomy knowledge is paramount. You can make your fillers last longer with a couple of important things. Number one, don't sleep on your face. Manual compression and weight on the fillers will compress them. They are thin gels. They're literally like toothpaste in a tube. So yes, if I sleep on my strand of toothpaste, will it flatten? It certainly will. You can avoid sun exposure, things that overheat the skin. Treatments like radio frequency are acceptable when you have fillers. Those are high frequency radio energy and they do heat the skin, but after 2 weeks, the filler is basically settled and nestled in with your dermal tissues. We've done some studies with punch biopsies that show that after 2 weeks, hyaluronic fillers are safe to have radio frequency treatments done. Deeper level treatments like microneedling with heat or lasers, those can certainly metabolize fillers faster. Excessive facial movements can metabolize fillers faster. So our highly expressive people who are kissing all the time, just kidding, you're allowed to kiss, but highly expressive people can metabolize fillers faster. Highly athletic people, those skinny folks who can eat whatever they want and don't have to exercise, they have a higher metabolism. So fillers definitely depend on your rate of metabolism. So those are just some really interesting, good thinking points about the hyaluronics. If you're out there thinking of buying a hyaluronic, you can get them super cheap, like that company, The Ordinary. They sell their hyaluronic for $6.80. Awesome. I think that's great, especially if you're in your 20s and you want to start taking care of your skin. We all start there. We start at Target in the drugstore aisle. And then just remember, you get what you pay for. Literally, if I'm going to take a bottle and manufacture with ingredients that I can sell for $6.80, I probably bought my ingredients for 10 cents. So imagine what you're getting. You get what you pay for in life. And I think that certain products are good starter products. And then you want to invest in better, better, better stuff for your face. Because literally, it's you get what you pay for. I love my Pure Hydration Serum, and I want to encourage you to find injectors that are worth their weight in gold, that are going to touch your beautiful face and improve and preserve your attractiveness. It's always the best to start with a good experience where you're happy and you get great results and you don't have to worry about reversing filler or getting a bad lip job. It's also traumatic if that happens to you. So take your time. do your homework, read your ingredient bottles. And that's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces there. And you can also check out my skincare at www.beautybydrk.com. And that's where you'll find my amazing hyaluronic acid deep blue hydration serum. If you're not using hyaluronic for your skin, you need to be. I want you guys to stay cute, attractive, plumpy, beautiful. Stay beautiful. That's it for now, guys.